Are we okay to start now, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, everyone. 2 p.m., June the 10th, 2021, special meeting, Franklin Township Board of Trustees. Purpose of the meeting is to discuss a possible police levy, discuss a township policy and procedural manual, discuss the Sedgwick 2022 group retrospective rating program, and enter into an executive session pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121-22G1 for the purpose of considering the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, or compensation of a public employee and official, and a conference with an attorney concerning disputes with a board that are the subject of pending or imminent court action, and to take any other actions the board deems necessary or desirable in connection therein. So at that time, I'd like to have a roll call, please, if Robin's available.
Chairman, this is Fiscal Officer Dunn. I'll go ahead and do a roll call. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. If I may, I'd like to have Trustee Alex to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us, please.
Of course. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'd like to have a motion to approve the following minutes, regular meeting minutes of June the 3rd, 2021. Could I have a second on that, please?
Mr. Chairman, are we passing these minutes in this special meeting, or are we going to wait till Thursday?
Do it right now.
Well, if we don't pass them today, we'd have to wait till the next general meeting next week, John.
Well, the reason that is because we're having a meeting midweek, and the consensus of the way it looks to the general public that may not know that we had a meeting and that we're passing minutes and things of that nature, because we're getting ready to go into an executive meeting. Is that correct?
That makes sense. If you want to just go ahead and ask the table the minutes, then. Could we have a vote to table the minutes?
I'm okay on that.
I'll make a motion on that.
I would second the motion to table the minutes until the next business meeting.
All right, roll.
Okay. Could we have a vote, please?
Yes, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
No.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, minutes are tabled until the next general meeting, be next Thursday, whatever next Thursday's date is. Okay, so moving on, we'll get into new business, and first on the agenda is the discussion of the possible police levy, and if we could go ahead and open up the discussion. There is Chief Smith available?
I am. Can you hear me, Ralph?
Weakly. Not very clear, Chief.
We need better equipment, maybe.
Yeah, I had a discussion with Trustee Fleshman about putting the levy on, and my question basically for the board.
Chief, if I may interrupt a second.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, are we in an executive session? Because we didn't take a vote to go into an executive session. I
don't
think.
No,
it doesn't.
This isn't executive session business yet.
Okay, thank you, sir. I apologize and continue on.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I just didn't know if this was going to be an executive or if this was...
No, we do have an executive issue in a few minutes, so...
Okay, thank you, sir.
But this is not part of it. Okay, thanks. So if you want to continue.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to remind the board that the temporary levy will run out at the end of next year, giving us only three possible chances for either renewing it with an increase, or putting back on the permanent levy. I don't like to wait till we're laying people off to make that decision, because we have to give 6 months notice. So my question for the board is, what would you like to do?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
All right, yes, go ahead. No question. Now, just to make everything clear, I think it's a given. We want to go ahead and put a levy at the board. I think the discussion is going to be the nature of the levy. Am I correct on that, Chief Smith?
Say again, Ralph. I'm sorry.
I said, I think the discussion is going to be more of the nature of the levy. Is that correct?
That's correct. What the board would like to do, whether either putting it back on, putting on a different type of levy, or what have you.
Well, I'd like to...
Okay, that's first, fine. Then you can continue there, Mr. Fleshman.
I wanted to check with you, Chief, to get an idea. My consensus of a lot of people would like to see a time levy, and wanted to see what it would look like as a time levy, how many mills, that type of situation.
Okay. I'm not sure how to respond to that. The only thing I can say, John, is to go back to what we had before we started losing people and the money started to dry up. We would need to put the same levy on that we put on in May, at least the same amount, whether it be timed or permanent. I haven't had any feedback from residents personally on what they prefer, timed or permanent. My thought process would be it's an operations levy. So if we do a time levy, we have to continue to go back to the public for money, and that's one of the things I think they're tired of. So I honestly, I don't know which is better for them. It costs the same. If we do just a renewal, we will only have the exact same services we have right now, possibly less. We won't know until the end of this year to where that kind of shakes out. Does that answer the question or no?
It does. So our choices are basically the same levy we had before. It could either be one of two, a permit levy or a time levy. With that being said, I'm kind of curious. Well, I guess I could wait and see what the rest of the board has to say, and then we can kind of discuss it from there.
Okay.
Well, my thought
Alex,
process.
You have a comment. I'll make one when you're finished.
I think we need to hold a public hearing that is accessible to folks. I think us making any decisions on a Thursday afternoon special meeting about the future of this stuff is probably not the best look. We probably should hold a couple of public hearings, or at least a public hearing, get feedback from the residents, give them an opportunity to say what they want, and then you know, we can make decisions after that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think we probably do need to do some additional discussion on how we're going to go about the levy and if we decide we want to do a public meeting, then I would be in favor of that. I think we probably also need to actually renew, so we'll know exactly what we're talking about. I think we need to renew what we had asked of our current levy that we're operating on, get that updated so everyone knows what that is. And that would be, whatever that update would be the dollar amount or the dollar figure that we would be asking for. If there's a decision made to ask for a little more or less, then that could also be brought up with an exact dollar figure for the residents. So that would be the way that I would entertain trying to decide exactly how we're going to do it. And I'm fine with having a public meeting. I don't know as we need two or so public meetings, but I certainly think we probably should have one to fill in the residents with all the pertinent and accurate information as to the amounts and so forth of the levy itself. So what I would like to do is maybe make a motion to have a public meeting, one public meeting, with the updated renewals on what we feel that the residents can afford or willing to try to keep in place. So, you know, and as far as the residents are concerned, just a reminder of it's the amount of money that we're operating on now is tight already, and so we are short some help right now and things like that. But I think all that can be discussed in a public meeting to the township. So having said that, I would make a motion, number one, with a public meeting, number two, having updates and so forth available, Chief, so we can do a good discussion. And this way also, the residents, we will have time maybe to advise them of the public meeting and so forth, so they can get on board there and hear exactly what we decided to do.
Mr. Chairman,
so having said that, I would make that motion if I could have a second on that.
I would second that motion. Also, I have a question.
All right, sir.
One of the things that I've heard from a lot of residents that actually changed their mind in the voting booth, due to the language that the ballot read, do we have any control over that, or is that something Pete writes up, or is it strictly the Board of Elections?
I couldn't answer you for sure on that. Do you know, Chief?
I do. That's statutory language. So, I mean, we technically write the language, but the prosecutor and the Board of Elections, like, certify it. The way that Pete writes it is the way it has to legally be written, and there's not much wiggle room there for us.
Right.
Hey, John, it's Julie. I was attempting to unmute, and I completely agreed with what Ari said. Theoretically, you could remove specific sections, but ultimately what is listed on the ballot is cut and paste, and the township does not really have authority under that.
That
Okay, thank you.
One of the biggest things that I heard, Julie, that was one of the biggest issues that I heard. I even, some of our older residents, when they read through the end, and it was very confusing at the end in regards to what would be done the, with the money or how, or something in regards to how it reads about the how it benefits the township or something of that nature. They then changed their mind at that point because it made it sound like it could be used however they deem necessary.
Chief and Mark, if you would make a note of that issue, then let's have everything that we can think of clarified and answers ready and prepared for the residents. And you know, make sure we can have those at that particular time. Hey, I want to make sure that there's no misunderstanding from a resident standpoint. Because a lot of times you'll get all kinds of tales about this and that and all this, that, and the other. And there's one thing that's hard to do is get the straight and honest truths when you're getting ready for a levy or an election. And I want to make sure that everyone has the proper information and that type of thing. So is there anything further that we want to have available?
Mr. Chairman, this is
anything you can think of.
Hey, this is Mark. I just wanted to let you know, I think this is a very preliminary discussion on this. I think it was kind of the gauge to see if there was a desire to put something up on November. And then after that, you know, we would, there's other steps you have to do. You would have to determine through the auditor's office what millage you're asking for based on the amount of money you want to bring in. So that those are other things down the line. So as you know, in the past, like for this last levy that was on the ballot, we had done requests for two different amounts, and one was for a temporary levy and one was for a permanent levy. And so that's part of the process. You have to pass a resolution asking for an auditor certificate from the auditor's office. Then you would make a choice whether or not you wanted to put that on the ballot as to that amount that came back in the auditor's certificate. So this is kind of just the beginning. I think this is the first process of that. So
what we're going to do here.
So we had a discussion.
Thank you very much, Mark, for that information. Okay. So if we have no further discussion on it, I'd like to go ahead with a vote as I requested the motion there. Did we have a second on that? I think that's still on the table.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is John. I did second that motion that we would open that up to public. I think Trustee Alex is 100% correct that we need to listen to our constituents, which put us in office.
Correct. Okay, thank you very much. Could we have a vote on it then, please? Now, that's to for a motion to have a special meeting so we can get with Mr. Potts there and get the time and date and everything set. Preferably, we'd have it next Thursday, if that's agreeable with the trustees.
Yeah, well, Mr. Chairman, we'll work on doing that. I think what the desire was to have a hearing on this specifically away from the regular meeting. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
It'd have to be a special meeting because you're going to have all three trustees.
So, yeah. So, yeah, we can look at possible dates to do a special meeting in the coming weeks to talk about this.
Have to do it soon.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, could we have a vote on it, please?
Sure. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone.
Hey, gentlemen.
Let's see, Ralph,
if I could say one more thing, it's Julie. And
okay, Julie.
Just as a reminder, and with levy stuff, that you know, the deadlines are always always sneak up faster than anyone would like. Just as a reminder, August 4th at 4 p.m. is the absolute drop dead date for submitting a levy to the Board of Elections. So just as Mark said, you know, it sounds like you guys are going to have a hearing with the public, and then there will have to be a resolution certified to the auditor's office. The auditor's office will have to get back to you, and then you'll have to pass another resolution making a decision as to what you want to ask the Board of Elections to put on. So just a friendly reminder.
Yeah, I was pretty much cognizant of that. That's why that I thought maybe having two public hearings and some of the other things involved that we might be running a little short on time. That's why I'd like to get this done and agreed on here as soon as possible. And I think that by doing it now and doing a meeting next week should give us plenty of adequate time there. So
you were there.
That was the reason I kind of wanted to do it that way. So thanks, Julie. I appreciate it.
Filling us out, I
think. Okay, we're moving on. The
it's okay. He is.
We need to do a little discussion, and I don't know if we're totally prepared to do this or not. We just got the township policy and procedural manual ready, and I have a copy of it. We need to vote to accept it and everything. I personally am not prepared to vote on it right now. I'm sure I don't think the other trustees have. I know I just got my copy yesterday, so I doubt if either one. Do we want to take a few days and have time to look that over and make sure we agree on everything before we vote on it?
Mr. Chairman, I spent yesterday pretty much all day going through it. I guess it'd be the pleasure of the board if I have no problem if we do it in the next meeting, but I would like to move on it soon.
We do need to move on it, John. The auditor, he's wanting the finished product here right away, so I'd like to definitely at least not stretch it any longer than next week, having it ready and prepared for him.
Very kind of you.
That is doable, isn't it, Mark?
If that's the desire of the board, yep. Just trying to, you know, we were asked by counsel and by the auditor state's office to get it done fairly soon, so that's one of the reasons it was put on here. But the board wants to wait.
He'd refresh your memory a time or two, and he'd refresh my memory too, so they do want it quickly. So if we can wait till next Thursday and vote on it, then that would be fine with me. Is that okay with you, Mr. Alex?
Yep, I know we need to get this passed as soon as possible, but I'm fine waiting a little bit for you to read through it.
Okay. Well, that sounds fine. Well, we'll table that till the next meeting then. Okay, we'll move on here, and I think that probably everybody will know what this is. This was the new rating program and so forth with the Sedgwick group that Mary had worked on, and we now have a copy of that, and I guess we need to discuss that discussion of Sedgwick 2022 group retrospective. They need to get smaller words here. I don't say much big words. Retrospective rating program. And honestly, I kind of forget how she explained that thing. Does anyone recognize or remember exactly how she explained that to us? I know if we go with that program, there was, as my understanding is, some reductions for the township there. Is there anyone that wishes to speak up and that could help on that or not?
Hey, Ralph, this is Mark. Really, all this is the Ohio Township Association is allowed to be a, I guess you would almost call it a sponsor with BWC to do this group retrospective rating. It's my understanding that what it does is it helps to keep our rates down. And we were in it last year. And what has prompted this is a letter came from Sedgwick, which is our third party administrator on BWC issues, saying that if it's our desire to participate in the group rating, it has to be signed and sent back to them.
Yep.
So really all we were asking for was a motion to allow me or the chairman or one of the members, and if you're going to be in, you can do it, Ralph, to sign this paper and send it back as soon as possible to Sedgwick and the Bureau of Workers' Compensation.
Hey, Mark.
And Brant can probably explain this a little bit. He's on the line.
So. Yeah, do you want me to, speak on it just briefly, Chairman?
Sure.
Yeah, if I think that would be
Was that question for me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Brant.
I just didn't know if you guys wanted me to speak on it because I deal with this all the time with all of my clients. I haven't seen the actual proposal, but I will tell you, if it's being recommended by Sedgwick and it's part of a retro group program with other townships, like it says it is, it sounds like it is from Mark's explanation, I would tell you that their recommendation is going to be spot on to save you the most premium dollars from the BWC. These group retro programs have been very popular amongst employers the last 5 to 10 years. And if that's their recommendation to save you the most money, then I would, as your comp counsel, tell you that to follow that direction.
Right. Okay, well, that kind of makes sense on what I heard before. There was a lot I couldn't remember about it, but you did clear up some of the things. So I guess having said this, we need to go ahead and to get a vote and sign to get the let me sign and get the papers back to them here, like tomorrow, I guess, don't we, Mark?
Yes, sir. So, yeah, it's called a U-153 form, which is a form put out by BWC, and it asks for the officer name, so whoever you would decide. So you could say Chairman Ralph Horn certifies that he/she is the chairman of the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, the employer referred to above, and that all the information is true to the best of knowledge. So, yeah, it would just be, this is just authorizing someone to sign this on behalf of the township.
Yeah, just authorize the sign. Now, do we need a regular vote on that? I think, didn't we already agree that we would do this?
Yeah, Pete just recommended just passing a motion saying who would sign it.
Okay. Well, then at this time, I'll make a motion. And I do have a copy of the U-153 form here in front of me, Mark. So, okay, so I'd make a motion to go ahead and get the signature and get it returned to them.
Okay.
So the motion. Could I have a second on that, please?
The motion.
Second that, Mr. Chairman.
So just to clarify, the motion would be that Ralph is chairman of the Board of Trustees would be the signatory on this.
Okay. Did we get a second?
Mr. Chairman, do you want it to be the chairman, or do we want to let the administrator do it?
It doesn't matter. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I would, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think that this would be a responsibility so that if there's anything during the week or et cetera, that this is something that we should allow the administrator to handle.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't care who handles it. I just want to get it cleared up here.
So, to correction on the motion is to allow the township administrator to act as an agent upon signing of said document.
Perfect. That'd be perfect. Yeah. I just wasn't sure who wanted to sign it. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then I would send that motion, and that's how it's to be.
Yep. Okay. So I made the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Yes, okay. John seconded that.
Thank you. Could we have a vote, please?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, that is everything before executive session. If someone would like to...
Yeah, that is. Now, at this time, I'd like to make a motion. With a roll call vote to go into executive session. Mark, I do have a question here for you before we go into executive session.
Okay.
No, I see. Okay, I'm straight on it here. Okay. Motion with a roll call vote to go into executive session 2 for the purpose of considering the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, or compensation of a public employee, and to conference with the attorney concerning disputes with the board that are subject to pending or imminent court action, and to discuss other personnel issues. So I'd make a motion to go into executive session. Could I have a second on that?
I'll second that, sir.
Thank you. Have a vote, please.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, it's recording again. Okay.
Okay. So, I'd like to make a motion that we come out of executive session at this time. Could I have a second, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Could we have a roll call?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, at this time, we're out of executive session, and we have a couple of items to move on. The first one would be...
And I let everyone back in the room, Mr. Chairman. There was one person out of the room that was let back in.
Okay.
So, okay. Okay, go on. Do you want to...
All right. On the employee discussion there, since I'm was a little bit sparse on being able to hear everything that was done, could I ask Mark, were you able to actually get those two resolutions that we need done?
Yes, let me.
You know.
Yep.
Can you read those? Or tell us what they are. We need to vote on these things. So. I don't want to misspeak on those. I definitely didn't get all the information I needed on them. So, if you could,
yes,
or have the attorney one go ahead, whichever you wish.
Okay, I will start. Resolution number.
It's going to be resolution number 2021-085.
And it is a resolution approving settlement agreement by and between Franklin Township and Officer Joshua Edwards.
So moved.
Okay. Yep. Have a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the next one is resolution number?
It'll be 2021-086.
A resolution approving settlement agreement by and between Franklin Township Fraternal Order of Police, Capital City Lodge Number 9, and Officer Roger Myers.
I would so move, okay. Chairman.
Okay, second. We'll have a roll call.
Yes, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then the final thing.
Thank
you,
sir.
The final thing.
Yeah, the final thing would be vote on the on a claim that we had regarding payment of township police force, and there was mix up in pay and this, that, and the other when the township paid the dealer for these automobiles.
So,
there was mail theft and so forth that came into play. Various things were paid back and forth after a long investigation. If there's any red or anything left, they'll know what it's about. So finally it was settled. The insurance company of the dealer had settled and paid the third part of the claim. And we are going to be signing off for a payment back to them of $1,000, which is the township's deductible.
At least turn over, sure. Question mark.
So that will, will clear this issue out. So if we can go ahead and get a resolution out of that, and
I think
ask for a second on that. But
I think what you're asking for is a motion to sign the sworn statement and proof of loss to have the chairman of the board sign that, and it is to allow PERSO, the OTARMA, the Ohio Township Association Risk Management Authority, to cover the replacement cost, which is $32,239.84, and less the deductible, so they will be sending a check once you've signed this and returned it to them, Mr. Chairman, for $31,239.84. So I just think
thanks for clearing that up. Mark, you're the one that talked to him and so forth, so you should probably make the resolution anyway. But anyway, I'm in favor of getting it cleared up, so I'd say yes.
So do you want to have, does anyone want to introduce a motion to allow the chairman to sign this document?
I'll
move.
I will second.
Okay, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It looks like that's about everything that I had on the agenda. Is there anything further, Mr. Potts, that you need to go over, or do the trustees have anything additional they need to add?
I have nothing other than we'll have this document here for you to sign tomorrow when you're in.
When I come by, okay.
Yep.
That sounds fine. How about, is there any questions from the audience or anything, Mark?
I see that no one's typed anything, but you can ask that if there's anyone. I don't see anyone asking any questions.
Alrighty. Well, no further questions then. I'll roll that the meeting is dismissed. Sure. Thank you, and everyone have a good weekend.
Thank you, Ralph.
What a good dude.
Pull him through to the finish line.
Holding my hands. It's almost like how we carried Timko up the stairs.
I know. Anyway, you know, Jeff found Sock the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how Sock ended up behind his, heater or something like that. But
whose heater?
Jeff's heater.
Oh, upstairs?
Yeah. No. It wasn't upstairs. I thought it was at home. And he ended up sending it back to him.
I thought they mailed it back and forth to each other anyway.
They did, but somehow Jeff lost Sock.
So one other thing regarding your guys' levy, just from